Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Welcome to On Texas Football. I am Joe Cook. Bobby Burton is away for a couple days on vacation. So beat reporter for Inside Texas, Justin Wells, managing editor, recruiting analyst for Inside Texas. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, including recent commitments. You blink and you think another guy's going to commit. And also just what's next for this 2023 class for Steve Sarkisian. So Justin, how's the happy 4th? How's the holiday weekend?
So far, so good. So far, so good. It's hot. It's hot. And we burned a few. You know what I learned last night? You can't buy a bunch of fireworks and set them on the table with a five-year-old, because all he's going to do is stare at those things the whole time and continually ask you, can we pop them? It's not the 4th. It's not. So last night we popped some fireworks.
Nice.
And we saved some for tonight as well. And he's actually in a little parade this morning. He has a horse that he rides in the parade, and he put red and white blue paint on his hands, and he put the handprints all over the horse.
Nice.
And now he's, as we speak, he's riding a horse through a 4th of July parade, and we're doing that Inside Texas thing.
There we go. Yeah. And you gave me the easiest transition in the world. There's been a lot of fireworks on the recruiting trail. I had to do it. You know, I couldn't let that one go by. And I think the two we need to talk about, at least right now, are Jonte Cook and Sidir Mitchell. Let's talk about Jonte and just how, A, you're getting a phenomenal player, phenomenal kid, but you're beating some of the top programs in the country for the best player at his position in this state, in an area and from a school that you've had mixed returns from. Texas hasn't done super well along the I-20 schools in the past 10 years. And in these past two cycles, it seems like Texas is now making inroads there, especially with one of the top players from that school in Jonte Cook.
This is what I call the Brennan Marion effect. Everybody wants to say, well, all these new recruits are coming in because of Arch. And granted, Arch Manning is he's a definite sticking point when it comes to that. But these receivers are coming in like a Ryan Niblett, committing after the spring game. Jonah Wilson committing right after his official visit. And now Jonte Cook jumping in the mix. You know, Joe, with Cook, it's definitely different from what we've covered in the last couple of years with the previous wide receiver coaches, because it just seemed like the biggest names were always going elsewhere, whether it was Garrett Wilson, a Jackson Smith and Jigba, any of those guys, it just seemed like Evan Stewart, they were going elsewhere. This is the cycle that I believe that stopped and or stops. And Jonte Cook is a stamp on this class. This is not a kid. Now, people want to say, well, how much influence did Arch Manning have on Jonte? Yeah, a little bit. Those guys have been buddies for well over a year. But don't get it twisted. Jonte was going to come to Texas regardless. This is a kid that's been recruiting for the Longhorns for the last 3 months behind the scenes. This was the worst kept secret in college football recruiting. But just the magnitude of Texas getting this kid, it not only gives them credibility, it not only helps Marion, it shows, guys, spots are filling up. And if you want to catch passes from that 6'4" kid down in New Orleans, you better jump in the boat. And that's why there's so much more of an importance now on the Jaden Greathouse and a Jalen Hell and those guys that are in the conversation for one of those last few spots, because Jonte knew he was going to get one. And when they treat you like baby Jesus, there's a good chance you're going to wind up on campus. This was a match made in heaven from the start, Joe. I think Brennan Marion really put it over the top. The key in this recruitment, I thought, was Sark diagramming the mismatches that they would find for him. They brought up Devontae Smith on the video board, and they showed him, look, this is where you're going to be. This is how we're going to move you around, and this is how we're going to find you in the mismatch. Jonte Cook was in heaven past that point, and I think that Texas deserves a ton of credit, and Sark especially.
Yeah, it's you mentioned some of the wide receiver recruiting misses. A lot of it had to do with the offense. Just wasn't super wide receiver friendly. As you can tell, this one is super friendly, and it helps Texas get the number 32 prospect in the consensus, number 4 in the state of Texas, and makes the picture pretty clear at wide receiver at this point. Kind of most likely one spot, maybe two if some unicorn wants in. But, you know, you have Jonte Cook, you have Jonah Wilson, you have Ryan Niblett. That's a good, strong class right there, and we'll see if they take any more. Before we get to like the future with, you know, guys, the last spots, we'll talk about Sadir Mitchell, a commit who dropped on Sunday, posted a video, did it live and picked the Texas hat over the Georgia, Texas A&M hat. And I think one more, but, don't know where it was from.
Miami,
Barragan Catholic in Oradell, New Jersey. You know, with that in mind, it makes me think that maybe Kyle Flood made the introduction, but this was a recruitment won by Bo Davis against some heavy hitters on defensive line recruiting with the likes of Georgia, A&M, and Miami. You know, those are coaches with, you know, Mario Cristobal is a trench. He knows the importance of the trenches. Georgia is a defensive tackle factory. Texas A&M just put a couple guys into the league like DeMarvin Leal. And so for Bo Davis to win this recruitment from a place that Texas rarely goes to. I mean, what, Chris Sims was from Franklin Lakes, right? Something like that. You don't really hear very many Jersey boys coming to Texas, but Texas got a big one in the form of this 4-star, 6 foot, 4.5, 345 pound defensive tackle.
You know, you said it best. Kyle Flood made the introduction and Bo Davis brought the coffee. You know, this was a class that Bo, they went big on D-line in the last cycle, and that allowed them to kind of cherry pick this year. They could be more judicious with these offers because obviously the numbers are a little different. And so you can take a chance on a bigger name that maybe out of state, that maybe in a few years before you don't get, or you're not in the conversation. Listen, Sadir Mitchell is a ball player. He is a plugger. He is a three tech through and through. Every national championship team you've seen for the last 25 years has a Sadir Mitchell in the middle. It's just part of the game. And if you're going to get ready for the SEC and build around a roster that's going to be able to compete in the Southeastern Conference, you have to land guys like Sadir Mitchell. My favorite part of this recruitment was the fact that Georgia pushed. It wasn't just a Georgia offer. Georgia pushed for this kid. And let me tell you, if it's getting to the point where Texas is taking defensive linemen from out of state away from Georgia, this thing's getting good. This means somebody's on the right track. And so, and I think you could also give credit to how the class has kind of blown up over the last 9 days, how the class has kind of just grown exponentially since the Manning commitment. But it's not just that. These were all relationships that were built before Arch made a decision. I think there was just, it's like Eric described, it's that perfect storm where it just kind of went into a good situation. Texas knocked out the official visit. He knocked out the family. You know, when the little brother gets to come in and throw up the hook 'em and get in the commit photo, that's big time, because this staff, they're looking for character. We've talked about that. And Sadir Mitchell's one of those guys that's a high character guy. Yeah, they haven't been in New Jersey since Franklin Lakes, since Chris Sims, if I can remember correctly. He was the number one player in the country. He made a pretty strong impact. I think he won like 31 games in 3.5 years at Texas. Sadir Mitchell won't come in a limo. He's not going to come in with near as much hype, and he's probably not going to get a matching Longhorn tattoo with Kyle Shanahan. But I will say this, he's a big boy that can play on the inside. And with this team trying to build out an SEC roster to compete in the next few years, Sadir Mitchell is a get.
Kind of curious, you brought that up, but I think it's worth, you know, exploring a little bit more about how, you know, there are Big Ten programs that he flew past in order to go to Texas or to choose Texas, or, you know, not too far from them. There's Virginia, there's Maryland, there's Clemson, there's Rutgers. Like, there's, you know, there are other programs around him that he could have stayed closer to home with.
Yeah.
And he chose, you know, between Miami, a pretty strong national brand, Georgia, the national champion, Texas A&M, an SEC team that has played well under Jimbo Fisher. He chose Texas, and it really goes back not only just to the relationships, but Also, it seems like people just want in on this Texas wave right now. There's a precious few spots in the class, and you know, guys understand that, and it's like that for all these different classes too, for the most part. But guys just seem to be wanting to, and not just Texas players, players from all over the country are trying to get in on this Texas recruiting wave. And you know, it's not something we've been very used to over these past few years.
Hey, they're booting up. They're headed to Louisiana. They're taking two of the three best players in the state of Louisiana right now, and Arch Manning and Derek Williams. That doesn't usually happen. I say it all the time, but I think this staff deserves a ton of credit. Not just Sark, Chris Gilbert, Ray Pickerling, the new assistant coach that's come on. I think he's been a tremendous help. Jake Lange, this guy is, you know, you want help on the West Coast, you call Jake. Like these guys, Terry Joseph, he born and raised in Louisiana. He's got some great ties down there, and I think you're starting to see that pay off. This is a guy that was offered a job at LSU this offseason after coming off a 5-7 season in Texas, and he decided to stay, and we're seeing that pay off. And so that's exactly what Texas is doing. Like you said, there are a lot of recruits that are trying to jump on him the wave. And after you notice these things, you also see that Texas was building really good relationships with these guys before that happened. It just so happened that the timing could not have been any better. When Arch dropped on that last Thursday, you just saw one after one after one, and then five, and then another one, and then another one. And right now, that momentum at some point is probably going to subside. That's just the nature of the recruiting cycle, the peaks and the valleys. But right now, Texas is hot. Like JV Antoviano told me last night, it's the hot spot. I can't wait to talk about him, because the text message he got from Arch Manning right after he committed may have put Texas back in the driver's seat in that recruitment as well.
Hey, that's good to hear. So let's talk about some of those spots we have remaining. Texas has the number 3 ranked class according to the consensus rankings, behind Ohio State, and then also behind number 1 Notre Dame. Average player rating is 90.43. According to the consensus rankings, and you know, that's the sweet spot. You want to be above 90. You want to start approaching 91, like Ohio State is. You want to be above 91, like Georgia and Alabama are. That's, you need to be there to be able to contend at the highest level, and that's what Texas is doing at this class. But there's only so many spots left, and even with no 25-man counter limit this year, no limits on class sizes. And even with the transfer portal, there's only so – you're still bound by that 85. And Texas, you know, they can't go crazy with the class size and sign like 33 guys. They're probably going to be in the high 20s. Who knows if they'll stay at that top 3 level, but a top 5 level seems pretty elementary at this point. But if they want to get that top 3 level, there's some guys that they need to close in on. And some of them kind of have the sense that seems like – they're going to make their decision before the football season gets underway in Texas and around the country.
I sense some urgency. And when spots start jumping off the board, that's generally what happens. There's some urgency there. Now, you want that with your elite guys. You want that with guys that, you know, like a Jalen Hale and a JV Antoviano. Both kids, and we'll talk about those guys, both of those kids want to be committed before their senior years, not only to protect themselves throughout that season, but to not be a distraction to their teammates, not have to worry about visits, and namely to get their spot, because these big programs, these spots, they fill up fast, you know? And so with Jalen Hale, this is a kid, like we talked about with receivers earlier, Jontae's in, Jonah Wilson's in, Ryan Niblett's in. There's maybe one, maybe two spots left. Jaden Greathouse is going to have a spot. I believe he'll have a spot up until National Signing Day. And then you've got Jalen Hale, who's in the mix. And this is a kid that really needs.
Hello, it is Ryan. And I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Needs to get on campus. Now, he's been to Austin a handful of times. He's had coaches and family bring him down for trips. He was here in Austin last October when Arch Manning and that group came in for their unofficial, and he got to really, you know, get to know those guys. Jonte Cook probably calls him more than his girlfriend. He is the biggest recruiter of Jalen Hill, and for good reason. This is a kid that's been starting at the varsity level in high classification since he was a freshman, and he's only gotten better. And then you got to talk about Michael Harrison Pilot. That's another spot, another receiver that, and this is a guy that he's got over 40 offers. He's gone through this process for years. You would think, hey, you ready to get it done? Well, no, he wants to take all of his officials. I got to catch up with his father yesterday, and he still wants to take all of his officials, and you have to respect that. And I believe Texas is going to leave a spot open for him too. But I also think it might be if Jalen Hill jumps in and Jaden Greathouse jump in, MHP might slide into an athlete spot where, yes, we're going to, you know, we'll give you a shot at wide receiver because that's what you wanted and that's how we're recruiting you now. But if it doesn't work out, there's always a possibility of being moved around. And I think Harrison Pilot is versatile that way. And I think he's also unselfish in that manner. But they're recruiting him at receiver. So it just shows you the crunch on numbers. Jalen Hill is looking at the July 29th barbecue. That's something he is eyeballing right now. I would be surprised if he doesn't visit on that day. That day is getting larger. And like we reported at Inside Texas on Friday, we fully expect Arch Manning and Will Randall, the Isidore Newman twins, to make that drive as well, to make that trip as well. And then you shift over to like a JB Antobiano on the other side. This is a guy that, you know, we've lamented on for over a year. He liked Texas, then he loved OU, then he loved Alabama, then he was kind of loving Texas again. Then he shifted over to Texas A&M when he took a visit there in the spring. I remember him telling me a couple of weeks after that, you know, there was just something different there. Those recruits were just – everybody was bought in, and A&M felt like the hot spot. And Toviano's not a reactionary kid. Very smart, very mature. Older brother was recruited. He went through the process. He plays running back at Rice. This isn't new to him. You know, this is, he comes from a very strict family. But now he's getting on a flight last Thursday. He's getting on a flight to his Michigan official visit. And he sees notifications going across his phone. Arch Manning to Texas. UT commit Arch Manning. And he said, Justin, I couldn't think of anything else. And then minutes later, he gets a text, and it's Arch. It's Texas, bro. It's time. And he said, Justin, I tried so hard to pay attention to Michigan for their official visit, and all I could think about was Texas. Now, that's recruiting you can't put a dollar figure on.
Right,
exactly. That's taking it to another level. And I know that phrase is used a ton of times, but it really is. And now – Toviano, what's he doing? He's eyeballing an unofficial visit on July 29th to Austin for the barbecue. This is a kid that's told me twice in the spring, I'm coming this weekend or I'm coming that weekend. And for whatever reason, plans would fall through, rides would fall through. It happens. I think Texas is kind of swayed back into his upper echelon. That includes Ohio State, LSU, Oregon, and Texas A&M. I think those are the four schools that he's really eyeballing in addition to Texas. He says, Justin, I want to be committed before my senior year. Well, you got about a month and a half, a little over a month, 3 weeks to make your call. And he said, well, if I don't know exactly then, I might wait a couple games into the season. So the analysis on that is don't hold your breath. Toviano is an elite guy. I feel like he'll stretch this a little bit further, but I also know if you get him on campus with that recruiting class, with Travell Johnson, with Maurice Blackwell, you are going to put yourself in the best possible position to land, in my opinion, the best corner in the state of Texas. And that's all Texas can do. Put themselves in a position to pounce. Even if this recruitment draws out to the season, put themselves in a position to pounce. I think A&M is the top competition. He really wants to see Oregon, but I still feel like A&M is the top competition. I think Georgia may have moved on. They've taken two corners, I feel like, in the last month. Mm-hmm. So they may have moved on because he never mentioned Georgia. So for Texas fans, pay attention to those three. Pay attention to Oregon and A&M. But, you know, when he calls you at midnight and wants to talk recruiting, you answer the phone, you dig in. And I'm just so grateful to get to catch up with him. And Toviano, like I said, it's moved the needle. This move has changed people's perspective. Jalen Hill, it's moved the needle.
Yeah. And, you know, you just had your update on Inside Texas. We got our promotion going there, not only just 4 months for $1, but also a promotion with Paul Wadlington and Thinking Texas Football. You can find that info on Justin's Twitter at JustinWells2424. And, you know, I think we keep mentioning this July 29th date and why not this weekend? Why not next weekend? Well, there's a dead period during most of the month of July. Coaches are typically taking vacations if they can. sometimes it's too much stuff going on. Then that last week of July, the dead period opens up for basically a week. Kids can go visit. By the time that week is over, teams are starting camp, both high school and college. And, you know, everything kind of slows down until the games get going. But, you know, we talked about the spots remaining in this class and the players that Texas wants for them. And I think, honestly, you can just look at the top four in the state of Texas, according to On3's consensus rankings. And you start from there and, you know, everything else, it seems like it'll be sorted out and maybe new names pop up. But, you know, the top four are the ones that basically are going to make this make or break a lot of this class. One is Jonte Cook, who Texas has. The other is Javian Toviano, who you just went over. And then the number two and number one players in the state are Anthony Hill and David Hicks. So are those guys, do we know at this point if they're coming in for the barbecue? And also just kind of what's going on in both their recruitments, both with Hill and Hicks, both of whom are five stars, according to the consensus.
Those are dudes. You know, Herb Hand would tweet out dude alert when reacting to those two guys. To me, I think those are two recruitments going in different directions. I feel like David Hicks Jr. is right now leaning towards Texas A&M. He recently took his visit there a couple weeks ago, had a great time. They took one of his teammates a week ago as well, and linebacker Damian Sanford, who I felt like was kind of, hey, you know, this is a good looking linebacker take. You pair him with DJ Hicks, that could help them in that pursuit and that recruitment, you know, not to take anything away from Sanford. And so I feel like Hicks is more or less leaning A&M still today. I know he loves OU. He loves D-line coach Todd Bates from when he was at Clemson. And so there's a connection there. And Hicks is a guy that I feel like stays kind of in that realm. I think it's an OU, an A&M, or a Texas. Miami's one that you cannot forget about. You know, if you talk to his dad enough, and his dad is tremendous. He's a coach at Pato and Katie as well, and he's a great guy. You know, you never know. Miami could jump in the mix too. There's some love from there's some South Florida love there, but I'm not feeling Texas right now. And Hicks told me he will not be visiting this summer at Texas. And so the best the Horns can do is hope to get him on campus in the fall. He wants to stretch this decision to December, so it's one of those. Just prove it on the field. If Texas can prove it on the field, they're in this conversation. If they can't, this recruitment should not be paid attention to. As good as David is, as much as you'd want to take him. Now, the other direction is Anthony Hill on the other side of the spectrum. That's one where OU, it's also that triangle, OU, A&M, and Texas. I have zero doubt Anthony Hill is going to play within proximity. I think he loved the idea of potentially going out and going far because he's that guy. He could go play at Miami where he took a visit. He can go play at USC where he took a visit. He can go play at Alabama where he's taking a visit. This guy and his family have traveled for 3 years on these trips. And trust me, it's wearing everybody down. But it was something else when Arch hit the day after they hit campus in Austin. The vibe was completely different, which was already kind of positive coming from the spring. But it was we got Arch. Mm-hmm. Who's next? And it just permeated throughout the facility. And the Hill family felt it. But I don't know if anything hit harder than when Cooper Manning, father of Arch, texted Anthony Hill Sr. out of the blue during his official with the simple phrase, "We want Anthony Hill," period. That right there, I'm going to tell you, that made an impression on the Hill family without question. And so I love where Texas is with Anthony Hill today. He's not going to be coming in for that barbecue on July 29th. He's actually going to use his visit to A&M. And he's going to have a decision after that. Catching up with his dad again earlier, a few days ago, he basically said, we're going to hit that visit in late July, and then it's go time. And I fully anticipate a decision in early August. Like I said, because this guy has been recruited for so long, and Anthony is one of those kids. He's just like Hicks. These are two really, really good kids, Joe. Two really strong program guys, not just dudes, but you get these guys in your program, they're going to be some of your hardest workers. If you haven't watched Anthony Hill run the football, you can see where that linebacker, inside linebacker traits kind of translates on the other side. If you haven't seen David Hicks play basketball, you can see where that athleticism translates to essentially, you know, a defensive end, you know, Fortech maybe sliding inside where he's probably bound anyway. And so at the end of the day, I don't like where they are with Hicks, but they have the season to prove them wrong. And I really like where they are with Hill. Watch A&M. A&M is what I like to call, you know, when you take a visit and you start leading for a kid and he's bound for College Station, they're going to try to counter. They're going to counter a lot of stuff. And you have to be, you have to be cognizant of that. You have to think about that. And so I love where Anthony Hill is today. Not so much on Hicks. I don't anticipate either making that July 29th barbecue. Hicks is going to be a December guy. I think Anthony Hill will have a decision maybe 3 or 4 days after his last visit to A&M in early August.
Yeah, those will be two guys fun to watch on the football field, considering how good their high school teams are this year. Between Denton Ryan always being a powerhouse and Katy Paytoad, pretty new school and making it's 5A schools
in the, loaded, Joe. 5A they have 61s on their defense.
Yeah, there's a lot of talent in those in that Katy area and of course in Denton. But you know, yeah, that Texas is looking in a good spot for those top four in the state. Number five is I had the rankings up. Number five is the Black Unicorn, Reuben Owens, and he's going to Louisville. So those will be kind of the recruitments that, you know, determine just how high Texas's class can go. Those top four of Jonte Cook, Javion Toviano, Anthony Hill, and David Hicks. So, yeah, that's about good for this show. We'll have some more recruiting news coming up in the next few weeks between, you know, who knows, maybe more players jump in. That seems to be a pretty popular thing to do for Texas right now. And just building out the list of visitors who are going to head to that barbecue in Austin in late July. So, and I just realized that barbecue is the same day I move. So that's going to be, it's going to be a loaded week. So, all right, Justin, anything else or that all you got?
No, man, you killed it, Joe. You co-hosted like a champ.
Awesome. Well, this has been On Texas Football. I'm Joe Cook, standing in for Bobby Burton, and thanks to Justin Wells for helping out. And please subscribe, like, you know, comment. Subscribe, like, and comment, and subscribe, rate, and review on the podcast channels as well. And we will have another episode of On Texas Football very soon.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.